Granny said, I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, another meeting of the Golden Era Discussion Club has been recorded in the annals of that distinguished organization, and the intellectual life of Pine Ridge has risen a few more points and is fast reaching a level just slightly below oblivion. Today, as we look in on the little community, we find Lum in the Jot'em Down store and library. He's talking on the telephone. Listen.
Yeah, well, what was it you wanted, Grandpap? You want to get a pound of coffee with what? Why, no, of course you can't. Well, them ain't no good for that. You got to have the regular stamps.
Oh,
yeah.
The
what's that, Grandpap? Well, that don't make no difference. Oh, I can't help it. My answer is no. Double negative no. Well, you ought to be more careful not waste your coffee the way you do. Well, go ahead and try Dick Huddleston, but he'll give you the same answer. Now, you try it and see. All right, Grandpap. Goodbye. Morning, Abner.
Yeah, morning, Lum. What's the matter? Grandpap study up some new way to try to get coffee?
Yeah, he wanted to get some of some airmail stamps this time.
Airmail stamps?
Yeah, he claimed he's going to drink the coffee while he's setting up on top of his house watching for airplanes.
For the land's sakes, he couldn't even climb up on top of his house in the first place.
Of course he couldn't. He says Ezra Seastrunk's made him some kind of a airplane watcher. But I got my doubts about that, too.
Me, too.
Ezra told me the other day he had most of them jobs filled up anyway.
Why, sure.
Said folks was cooperating with him awful good these days.
Well, say, Lum, speaking about jobs, do you know some good job I could get for Little Pearl?
For Little Pearl?
Yeah.
Does she want to go to work?
Well, she's got an idea in her head. She wants to join up with that woman's army. She's seen Mousy's woman, you know, Gus in her uniform. And ever since she first seen her, why, she's been after Elizabeth to let her join up. But I think she's just too young for such a
thing. Oh, of course she's too young for that.
So me and Elizabeth figured if we could get her some new kind of a little old job around town here some kind, might take her mind off of it.
Yeah, mind at that. Yeah, let me see. Where would be a good place to start looking?
I believe that young'un would join the Foreign Legion if we'd let her.
Might try over the defense plant where Cedric's working.
Defense plant?
Yeah, Walt Bates said he can use some more hands over there. I know he's hiring some women workers, too.
Well, I thought about that, but I'm feared that'd be pretty hard work for Little Pearl. She ain't used to doing such as that, you know.
No, I reckon not.
She always stayed over at the place, don't do nothing, just woman's work around the house, you know, little light chores, milking and plowing, chopping wood, such as that.
Yeah, I reckon you're right. Frail and weak as she is.
Yeah, I wouldn't want her to try it.
Of course, now, maybe there's an idea right there, doing housework.
Huh?
I know of at least 7 women that's looking for somebody to help them with their housework. They can't get nobody, and they're willing to pay good wages for it.
Yeah, but Little Pearl has all the housework she can do right there at home, Mom. And, sire, that wouldn't get her mind off of joining the woman's army.
No, I don't reckon it would. Well, I don't know what to suggest, Abner. Might run an ad in the newspaper.
Yeah, Mike could do that.
Oh, wait a minute. The Weekly just come out today. Maybe there's some ads in that that Little Pearl can answer.
All right, Doggy, that's a good idea. Where about the paper at?
On the library table over there.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Yes, sir, this ought to solve my problem for me. Elizabeth told me not to come home today till I found something for Little Pearl to do.
Uh-huh.
Let's see now. Want ads. Yeah, here we are. Wanted. New or used coffee stamps will pay high price. Apply Milford A. Spears.
Milford Spears?
Yeah.
For goodness sakes, is Grandpap advertising for coffee stamps now?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Granny, don't he know he can't do that? It's against the law.
Well, I guess he thinks he's got to have coffee or die one. You know how stubborn he is.
Well, no human can drink that much, no matter how much he likes it.
No. Mm. Well, he told me he wanted to lay in a supply before the hoarders got it all, he said.
And he's the biggest hoarder of the whole bunch.
Why, of course he is.
He's a saboteur, that's what he is.
Hi, Dogus, here's one ad right here. Yeah, sir, I'm going to call up right now about that. Let me get the phone there, Lon.
Well, good. Well, which ad is it, Al?
Oh, it's the third one down there in the last column right there. Oh, they cut down the old pine tree.
Wait a minute, Abby. You must have made a mistake. This ad says we'll swap cow and other articles for trailer. Call Jed Sumter.
Now, I know what it says. Hello? Is that you, Jed? This is Abner. Abner Peabody. Yeah. Oh, just tolerably. Say, Jed, here you got a cow you want to swap for a trailer.
You've already got a cow, Abner.
How much is she giving? Oh, yeah, trailer's in good condition.
What trailer is he talking about?
Oh, just a regular two-wheel trailer. You know, they're all alike, I reckon.
Never knowed he had one.
Well, I believe it's worth more than your cow, though, Jed. I wouldn't want to swap even. What else you got to trade? Well, that sounds pretty good. Now, throw that in, it's a deal. All right. Well, I'll send little Pearl over after it. All right, Jed. Goodbye.
For goodness sakes, what'd you do that for, Abner?
Well, it just looked like such a good swap, I hate to pass it up long.
Someday I'll hope you get over that swapping habit of yours.
Huh?
How are you going to take care of another cow?
Why, little Pearl can look after her. She's good at such a that. Only trouble is I had to take in 6 bundles of old lightning rods that Jed had stored in his barn.
Lightning rods?
Yeah, he throwed them in.
Well, what in the world are you going to do with them things?
Oh, I don't know. Might come in handy. No telling when we might get electrical storm around here, Long.
Well, electrical storm ain't going to hit no cow.
Well, I don't know. Put one on her just in case. I'll use them, don't worry.
Well, them things dangerous. If we ever do have a storm, them things will blow up your whole place.
Yeah. Well, I can use them to swap for the trailer that I'm going to swap for the cow.
Wait a minute. Are you trying to tell me that you ain't got a trailer?
Well, no, I ain't got no trailer. But I know where I can get one. Emmett Goshen's got one. He's been wanting to get shut up. I better call him right now. Get him on the phone.
That don't beat the bugs or fighting.
Man, look at some more of them ads there, Lom. Elizabeth will be hopping mad if I don't find something for little Pearl to do.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Hello? Ms. Goshen? Is Emmett there? Put him on the phone, please, Mom.
Here's an ad wanting a girl for... Oh, this is for housework again.
Hello, Emmett, old boy. How are you? This is Abner Peabody. Say, Emmett, are you still wanting to get shut of that trailer you got?
Oh, that's where he's aiming on getting a trailer.
Oh, you did, huh? Mark Hansen. Oh. Well, I just want to make you a good deal, Emmett. I wanted to swap you some nice lightning rods, but I reckon it's too late. Huh?
Swapping off the lightning rods before he even gets them.
He would. Well, that sounds pretty good. Yeah, that's something I need, sure. All right, it's a deal. Yes, sir. Well, I'll send little Pearl over, and she can help you haul it over to my place.
Well, Pearl's going to be busy, I see that.
Uh-huh. All right, Emmett. Goodbye.
What have you got now?
All right, Doggy, this is my lucky day, love.
What did you do, swap the cow off you just traded for?
No, Emmett swapped me an old oak china closet for a small well digger.
Small well digger.
Yeah. I sort of been thinking about getting a well dug, other than sort of giving out, I believe.
Now, wait a minute, Abner. You know you ain't got time to dig no well, and you can't hire nobody to do it for you nowadays.
I'm going to have little Pearl do it.
Little Pearl dig a well?
Why, sure. She watched the fellers that dug the last one first. She caught on to how it done. I know she did. Catch it on quick, that young'un does.
Well, what are you going to do with the china closet?
Oh, I don't know. I hope Mark Hansen wants it. He's the one that's got Amos' trailer now.
Granny, I don't know how you keep all this straight. Oh, that's right. You still got to get a trailer to give to Jed for them lightning rods.
Yeah.
And the cow.
Yeah, so I can give the lightning rods to Emmett for the china closet. Well, here, I better call Mark right now, believe you, too. Hey, old Emmett was sure tickled about them lightning rods. Said he'd all his admire them things. Been wanting them for a long time.
Well, what about these ads for little Pearl?
Just keep looking, Mom. Hello? Is Mark there?
We got to find something for that little girl to do.
Oh, how are you, Mark? I never knowed your voice. This is Abner. Yeah. Say, Mark, that trailer you got from Emmett Goshen, broke down.
Oh, here's another ad for a housekeeper, Abner.
Well, are the wheels and axle still good? Would you like to swap them for a dandy good old china closet?
For goodness sake, he ain't even saw it.
Oh, awful good condition. The paint might come off a little, but outside that looks fine. Well, what if I paint it up good?
Oh, another job for Pearl.
Yeah, I'll scrape it and sandpaper it, everything. Get it in good shape. All right, it's a deal. Good for you. And no, I'll send little Pearl over with it. Yeah.
There he goes again.
Yeah, she'll pick up the wheels and axle, too. All right, Mark, goodbye. My doggies, everything's working for me today.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have told Mort you'd have the china closet scraped and painted and everything. You know good and well Emmett ain't going to do all them things. That wasn't in the bargain.
I weren't expecting Emmett to do it. I'm going to have little Pearl do that for him.
Oh, I see.
She's sort of handy with a paintbrush, Long.
Well, what are you going to do for a trailer?
Huh?
All you got so far is some wheels and an axle.
Huh?
Old Jed's going to be awful mad when he sees that. You told him you're swapping him a whole trailer.
He's going to get a whole trailer. As long as I got the wheels, all I got to do is build a bed on it.
And if you hadn't swapped off that china closet, you could put that on there for a bed.
Yeah, could. Too late now, though. That's done gone. Just get little Pearl to build a bed. Won't take her no time at all. She's awful handy with a hammer and saw, that young man.
Yeah, huh?
Oh, awful good carpenter, I believe.
I just hope all these fellas you're swapping with are going to be satisfied. I believe that's our English.
You get it, Lomax. It might be one of them backing down. Tell them I ain't here. I
wouldn't blame them none if they would.
Huh?
Hello, jot them down, store and library. Lomax Edwards told me. Mom? Oh, just a minute, Elizabeth. Here, Abner's for you.
Oh, that's what she wants. Hello? Have I found what? Oh, law me, Elizabeth. No, honey, I've just been racking my brain, and I ain't thought of a single thing for little Pearl to do. Not a single thing.
Nothing for her to do. If she does all you've got laid out for her, she's going to be wore to a frazzle.
Wore to a frazzle.